Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray for your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me. You are my God, Savior, servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long.
Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Give me, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication.
Lord, have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord.
Lord, we implore you, let your continual pity cleanse and defend your church. And because she cannot continue in safety without your help, preserve her evermore by your help and goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Old Testament reading for the 15th Sunday after Trinity is from the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Kings. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day of the Lord, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord.
It is better to trust in the Lord than put your confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
The epistle reading is from the 5th and 6th chapters of the book of Galatians. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourselves, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he will sow in his flesh. For he who sows in his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall I drink, or what shall I wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now join in the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of our Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord of the everlasting life, who proceeds from the Father and Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Our sermon text is from St. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The Greek word for serve, douleoin, in the sentence, no one can serve two masters, does not refer simply to work done for another, but to the work of a slave for a master. Doing a bit of work for two different employees would not be that difficult to do. However, when someone is completely devoted and owes the master his undivided attention, then the situation of slaving to two masters is simply untenable. We might liken it to being married to two people. You could not possibly keep the marriage vow to love, honor, and cherish and be completely devoted to each one. Choices would need to be made, time would need to be split, and more importantly, your own affections and loyalty would show through. As I began to meditate upon this passage, I thought that Jesus was making a general hypothetical situation, just as I have described, and then, having determined the generic, he would apply it to the specific situation. And when he says, you cannot serve God and mammon. However, upon closer inspection, it appears that Jesus was always addressing the situation of idolatry. The Large Catechism says it this way: a God is that which we look for, all good, and which we find refuge in every time of need. To have a God is nothing else than to trust and believe Him with our whole heart, that to which your heart clings and entrusts itself is, I say, really your God. Now, the reference to mammon is not easily translated. Those who translate the Greek word mammon, and that's the way it's pronounced, mammon, when they translate it as money, they've unnecessarily narrowed its intent. Mammon is a lot bigger. Mammon is just stuff. Mammon is the created stuff of this world. It includes money, but it also includes house, property, car, clothes, spouse, as well as even the intangible things such as occupation, reputation, even health. The Large Catechism goes on to describe it this way: many a person thinks that he has God and everything he needs when he has money and property. In them he trusts, and of them he boasts so stubbornly and securely that he cares for no one. Such a man also has a God, mammon by name, that is, money and possessions, on which he fixes his whole heart. It is the most common idol on earth. He who has money and property feels secure, happy, fearless, as if he were sitting in the midst of paradise. On the other hand, he who has nothing doubts and despairs as if he had never heard of God. Very few there are who are cheerful, who do not fret and complain if they do not have mammon. This desire for wealth clings and cleaves to our nature all the way to the grave. As you can see, everyone has a master. When Jesus distinguishes the two masters as God and mammon, he's not speaking in general terms. Those are too precise, that is, they are the two masters which exist. Either you cling to and entrust yourself to the triune God, or you fix your heart upon mammon, that is, created things. The triune God is the creator of heaven and earth. Everything else is just creation. The things created by the triune God, that is, mammon or stuff. When Jesus says, you cannot serve God and mammon, he is describing the only two masters which we can serve. Furthermore, each person is serving one of these two masters. Either you fear, love, and trust in the triune God above all things, or you look to mammon as the thing which gives meaning to life. Now, I realize there are those who reject the true worship of God, and, well, yeah, they will deny it, and they'll seek to use other words in order to describe their idolatry. They will say that they are free, or they'll declare that they don't trust in mammon. However, it is not true. Either you trust in God, or you trust in stuff, mammon. Spend a little time with them, and you will observe what they value, and that to which they direct their time, effort, and money. The Large Catechism goes on, if anyone boasts of great learning, wisdom, power, prestige, family, and honors and trusts in them, he also has a God, but not the one true God. You see, everyone serves something. If it's not the Creator, then the only other choice is the creation or mammon. And the problem is that our service of mammon or this creation is that it is of limited use. You see, God created this stuff, mammon, for a purpose. And he has intended it to be the means by which a loving God can sustain and nourish some particular area of our life. However, it is not intended, nor can that mammon provide for all the things that a creator does. And thus, food is to nourish our body, but it cannot keep us alive. Clothes are a protection for the body, but not in all circumstances. Our family and relationships are important, but they are not our reason for living. A vocation serves my neighbor, but the body finally grows too weak for work. You see, any and all of these things can become a master when we attribute to them more than our Creator intended. But they cannot help and give assistance in danger and in all things. They cannot provide for life, salvation, much less in all the areas in this life. And so we find that our Savior in today's text speaks of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, and he speaks about how God takes care of them and provides for them. You don't see the birds on a tractor planting seed. You don't see them on a combine bringing it in or putting it in their barns. But God takes care of them. They get up in the morning and sing. When they get hungry, God provides for them a seed somewhere where he has placed it, and thus they find it. And so God intends for things to work in the way that he provided. But it is not that all things are to be done by the worship of created things, until finally we realize that the last enemy of death cannot be defeated by any worship of created things. The comforting words that we have in today's text speaks us about seeking seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given as well. A little later in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Our God uses the situations of this world, situations that involve food and drink, that involve clothing and shelter, and he uses the situations that pop up concerning them, where we find ourselves in the day of trouble, that we realize that those things cannot help in any and all places, so that we must cry out to him for help. And when he leads us in this way, we see that our treasure is not to be in those things. Oh, God gives them for a time and then he takes them away. But that we might have one master, and that it might be God. You can't serve mammon and God. What will result? Well, today's text tells us that there will be worry, there will be anxiety, because those things cannot preserve and take care of us. True life is about communion with God. It's about having been baptized into Jesus Christ. And so God, our Creator, sent his Son to take on human flesh in order that he might work our salvation. He suffered and died, shed his blood, for the forgiveness of our sins. It is that which is intended, God himself coming, that is to be our food of eternal life. It is to be our well of where we thirst, and it gives us the waters of life. It is the comfort and spring of the preaching of God's Word that presents to us our Creator who loved us. The same Creator who takes care of the little birds and the lilies of the field thinks you are much more valuable than they. And he promises that he sends his Son, not for the birds or for the flowers, but for you. And it is through the preaching of God's Word that he wishes to create faith in your heart, to trust in him, to drive out the worry, so that you might know that you are his child and that he loves you. It is the good news of the righteousness of Jesus Christ that we are to learn to trust for all our needs. Whether it is Elijah who is in the wilderness and comes to the woman at Zarephath, there God is providing. He is trusting in his Lord. There may be other instances in which God is providing in other ways. You see, we are the children of God, and we have one heavenly Father. We are not able to be children of God and to have another master on the side. If we attempt to serve two masters, we will fail. We will fall into worry and anxiety. No, we are to seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we will be satisfied and provided for in all other things. With faith in the forgiveness of sins, your God will give you mammon so that you may serve your neighbor in love. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me.
Amen.
us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you have loved us, your most important creatures, by creating us in your image. And we thank you that your Son took on our human flesh and that he gives us your kingdom and righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord. Give the church your Holy Spirit so that we do not worry, but believe your holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. We ask that you would be with all pastors in Christ, our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, that they would be faithful to the word of God. Bless the work of Pastor Tolar at St. Luke Lutheran Church in Kenai, as well as the mission that is at Homer, Alaska. Bless our Early Childhood Learning Center, our Director Keeley, and all our staff. Let us pray to the Lord. Endow our President Joe, our Governor JB, our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, and all our leaders with grace to rule for the maintenance of goodness and the hindrance of evil. Grant peace to the nation of Afghanistan. Lead those in power to respect the rights of the people. Protect those who are unable to protect themselves, and bring comfort to the small community of Christians in the country who, like many others, are fearful for the future. For those who have been unable to conceive children, we ask that you would grant them understanding of your will, and if it is your will, that you yet might give them children. For the adoption of children, we pray that just as St. Paul admonished Philemon to receive Onesimus as a dear brother, that we would be open to receive orphan children into our families, providing for their needs, sharing with them the love of Christ. Give to all those who wear the uniform of our nation, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, and other police officers, especially Daniel and Alex, protection from physical harm. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our shut-in Carolyn, as well as Violet. Be with our students, Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Benjamin, and Jacob. Provide for the needs of Caitlin, Kevin, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Gibb, Howard and Stan, Demi, Shirley, Jack, Linda, and Levi. Also continue to provide healing for David. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Glory, 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 glory
heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into the flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
saying, a faith towards you and an infinite love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, known forever. Thank you.